So right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are reviewing the Mystic cards in Horror in High Gear, the third Mythos pack in the Innsmouth Conspiracy cycle. There are spoilers throughout if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. A quick reminder of how we rate cards here on The Whisper in Darkness. The best of the best get an Elder Sign, while the worst of the worst get an Auto Fail. And the card in between receive a +1, +0, or Elder Thing, respectively. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these player card reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. There is only one Mystic card in the pack, and it was mostly spoiled in the preview article for Horror in High Gear. That is Curse of Aeons. It is a two-cost asset that costs 3 experience points. It has a wild skill icon, the ritual, and curse trait. It has the response: when a second curse token is revealed during a single skill test at your location, exhaust Curse of Aeons. Cancel that token and treat it as if it were a skull token instead. You may choose to remove both of those tokens from the chaos bag after this skill test ends. Obviously, this card compares to Blessing of Isis, which we looked at in the Guardian review. Similar effect to that card, except this one deals with curse tokens instead of blessed tokens. And rather than treating a blessed token as a as an elder sign, you get to treat it as a skull token, which is not nearly as good. There is only one investigator who really keys off skulls, and that being Jim Culver. You don't like this card, Nate.
I don't, but rereading it again, the most interesting thing I find about this card is the last sentence. You may choose to remove both of these tokens from the bag after the test ends. Interesting, because Blessing of Isis returns them to the bag afterward. Yeah, this card sucks. I don't know what else to say about it.
Yeah, I after I sat down and did the math for Blessing of Isis, I mean, the math for this one is similar. Simply exchanging curse for bless. Again, if you were, say you were trying to leverage this card in a Jim Culver deck, Jim does play Olive quite a bit. If you played Jim with Olive and then Favor of the Moon, which will be coming out, I believe, in Lair of Dagon, you could potentially draw 2 curse tokens and then get to treat one of those as skulls, which in Jim's case would be a 0, and then you would have the option of removing those tokens from the bag. I guess my biggest problem with this card, like, I can understand why this card was created, because Jim's ability only triggers with skulls, and if you're filling the bag with curse tokens, that is really going to sort of water down his ability, because he's not going to be drawing skulls as often. And so giving him the option of converting curse tokens to skulls is sort of fixes that problem. I guess I wonder whether it's a problem that really needed to be fixed to begin with, simply because if you're playing a Jim deck, you don't have to play with any of the curse tech at all, in which case you don't need a card like this, and you can spend your experience points on something better. And at 3 experience points, this is very expensive. I mean, it does synergize with Jacqueline. She gets to draw extra tokens. Olive can draw tokens. Favor of the Moon can give you a curse token, so you only have to draw one. But converting a curse token to a skull just isn't nearly as good as converting a blessed token to an elder sign.
Very true. The only instance where you would want a skull is for a card like Jewel of Jewel of Aurelis or whatever.
Yeah.
The accessory
or
that lets
Song
you
of the Dead.
Yeah, or something along those lines where you can get an additional benefit from drawing a skull. But, you know, even if you do cancel the token and make it a skull, there isn't anything to say that you are passing that test. you know, sometimes the skulls get very nasty, upwards of minus five, or I think in one instance that Vase and I played Guardians of the Abyss, it was a minus 13, so...
Yeah, I was playing Weaver of the Cosmos yesterday, and the skulls are variable but depending on how many Doom tokens are in on a location, and I believe I was up to minus four. I guess I do get to remove both of them from the bag, but...
I already got to do that anyway.
Yeah, I went back and forth on this one. I'm like, is it even worth an elder thing in gym? I'm not too sure. I know what you think of that. What do you think of this one?
Yeah, this card sucks. Like, this is a card I think kind of, I get what they're trying to do, right? This is a clear mirror of Blessing of Isis, but this card is a huge stinker in my opinion. So I'm going to give it an auto fail.
Yeah. Do I want to give it an auto fail?
It costs 3 experience.
I know. Like, that is the huge, man. It's just, I think it, like, I when I see a card like this, I think of the whole, like, I draw my opening hand and I see this in my opening hand and I'm like, ah, crap. Like, it's just not, it's not going to do anything. It's not going to do enough. Like, it only has one wild skill icon. So it's like, I'm committing it to a test, but I paid 3 experience points for this thing. I'm not going to give it an auto fail. I'm going to give it an elder thing simply because maybe in gym, and that's about the best I can say about it. Maybe there is something that you could do with this card in a gym Culver deck in order to leverage those, turning a curse token into a skull. There might be some reason to, you might be able to use that, say, with Song of the Dead. But man, it's just such a narrow, like, 3 to 6 experience points in action and 2 resources for a card for such a narrow effect is a really, really tough sell. And considering you don't even need to play, like, Jim has access to so many good cards, he doesn't even need to dip into the curse mechanic to build a good deck.
That's awfully charitable.
It is a very charitable elder thing. I will admit to that. Probably, I know when the preview came out, I wrote this card off immediately. I was just like, nope, this is not going to be played by anybody. But the more I thought about it, I was just like, well, maybe there's something there. I guess maybe if there were some better reasons to pull skulls, like maybe there's a card we haven't seen yet that is be like, hey, if you pull a skull, you get X, enter, you know, insert amazing effect. Then this card gets a little bit better. But right now, there's just so few reasons to want to do that. There's only one Mystic card, and man, it's not a good one. Curse of Aeons. Any final thoughts, Nate? Or do we just sum up? It sucks. Don't play it. It
sucks. Don't play it.
Maybe take a look at it if you're in gym. I guess the only other time I did mention this when we were talking about earlier, but you might be consider playing this card if you showed up at a multiplayer game with Jim, who wasn't playing curse tokens, but there was somebody at the table who was filling the bag with curse tokens, and you were like, okay, maybe I will pick up this card in order to mitigate those curse tokens somewhat. Like, I could see doing that, but man, that's, I mean,
that's
somebody
a very, very tight corner.
As case. Someone who plays solo most of the time, I don't think I'd be like, I'm going to play Jim in multiplayer and I'm going to bring this card along just in case, sort of thing. I probably wouldn't do that, but who knows? It's a card. Not a good card, but
You know, the best thing about this card is that it shows how good cards are good and bad cards are bad.